Well, thanks for tuning in for this edition of Leading Through Unprecedented Times. With me on this episode is Suzanne Lacey, an incredible superintendent in Alabama. Suzanne, welcome to the show. Can you give everybody just a few moments on your background, where you're at, and just to, so people that may not know who you are, so they know a little bit about what you do.
Hello to everyone. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, or close to Birmingham. I am superintendent in Talladega County Schools for the past 12 years. This is my 35th year in education, so I would certainly have to say that this is one of the most different or unusual years ever in my life as an educator. And I'm awfully proud of the work that we have done in Talladega County, not only up to this point, but certainly through this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, Suzanne, we've been connected for a good number of years sometime, and I follow your work closely in Talladega. I've seen your schools, I've seen the leaders that you have, and you're always this beacon of hope. And so one of the things, here we are in this midst of this pandemic, and there's fear and there's chaos out there, a lot of uncertainty, not sure what's to come. But I want to ask you, what is it in our world or in your district or community, when we think big picture, what is it that's giving you as a leader, as a superintendent, what's giving you hope right now?
I think that's a really easy question to address, because it would certainly be our people, from our custodians to our child nutrition program staff members to our teachers, our board members, our administrators. Every facet of our school system has come together to provide support through this unusual time. And there are so many examples that I receive every single day. I have been helping in all locations or a few distribution throughout the county. And just to be able to see our folks at work from all different facets of the school district is so important, because we are high poverty and we are a rural district. So food is a certain, food insecurity is a big concern for us during this time. And the greatest people in the world are from Talladega County Schools, and I'm so proud to walk alongside them.
Yeah, you know, and you start to hit on some of the real obstacles that we're facing. You know, as a superintendent, as that educational leader in your daily work, you always have these obstacles. But certainly under this pandemic, those things have been amplified. And we've probably had a whole bunch of new things that have hit our plates or our radars that may not be the traditional things that you're dealing with as a superintendent. So in Talladega, what are some of those obstacles? Just be real in terms of some of the things that you're facing or that are new or different. And then what are you doing to overcome some of them?
One of the obstacles right now that we're facing, we have been out of school now. This is the fourth week. Actually, April the 6th was our return to school virtually or through traditional learning packets. So we have been in Talladega County with a one-to-one initiative for many years. However, we still have limited capability of internet access throughout our school district. So that is still a concern. We are parking our school buses that are Wi-Fi connected in various locations throughout our county to help with connectivity so parents can drive up not only to our school sites, but other locations in the community to connect with Wi-Fi. For individuals who have no connectivity or very limited, we're working with state level organizations for hotspots. And for now, we are just establishing and creating traditional work packets for our students so that they will not be behind.
Yeah, you know, Suzanne, one of the things I've always really respected about your work in Talladega is what you're really starting to talk about here. We talk about obstacles, we're really getting to issues with equity and in terms of whether it's access or connectivity or whatever it might be. But one of the things that I know about your work long before this pandemic hit is taking those most at risk or most vulnerable students and making sure they always remain a priority. And so talk to us a little bit more about that in terms of, you know, how are you prioritizing some of those most at risk groups, whether it's special ed or low income or and what does that look like in Talladega, and how are you making sure that they stay front and center to make sure those gaps don't increase?
We are really having some targeted Zoom meetings. Our special ed department, our team there are working with special education teachers exclusively day to day, and also then collaborating with our regular ed teachers to make sure that our special needs population is being served during this time. We also have to think about things like physical therapy and speech therapy that may be contracted services for some of our students. So not only have we had to extend our expertise just within our own school district among our ranks, but with outside agencies. And we've also had really valuable partnerships over time with outside agencies to help support the work in our school district. So those folks now are really front and center with many of their initiatives and helping hands that they're extending to provide service. We have after school programs in one particular community, and that particular organization, SAFE, is connecting with parents and those students just like they were in regular after school. So I think it's just that creativity and collaboration relationships that we've worked on for so long that really at this point is sustaining all of our efforts throughout the district for all kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you are such a champion for your teachers. And I know that our teachers, even if they were comfortable with things like technology tools, they've been kind of turned upside down in their world. So talk to us about just a couple of the learning pieces that you see, that you're proud of, that you see happening across the district, what teachers are doing now that maybe a month or two ago weren't remotely on their radar. So what kind of things are happening in Talladega?
Well, I think quickly, we have two priorities, customer service and communication. So now that we can't be together, we're having to rely on virtual communication. And that is, you know, different on a typical day, but teachers are actually having Zoom conferences with students. We have asked all of our administrators to connect virtually for a faculty meeting every week. I'm also connecting virtually with my central office team every week. We have a designated time that we do that. And again, I just see so much of the same type of creative measures that teachers are employing every single day to support learning through the use of technology. And I think that is very comforting because we have worked hard for 12 years to, I think, reach the highest level of technology to support student learning. And in a moment like this, this is when we can really dig deep to rely on those resources and the experience that we have had just on a normal day. Now those resources and expertise of our teachers has really come into play to support learning.
Yeah, and I love your customer service mindset as you share, and it really alludes to the servant heart that I know that you personally have, but also to the amazing educators there in Talladega. Let's talk about fear for a minute, because you know, you watch the local news, you look on something on the app, you see the deaths that are happening, the reality of the pandemic. It's so easy for fear to be paralyzing, especially at a time when there's so many uncertainties moving forward. You know, as a superintendent, you're somebody that's looked to in your community, that you feel like sometimes, I'm sure you've got the world on your shoulders, not to remind you of that by any means, but you know, your principals are looking up to you, your students are looking up to you, your community's looking up to you. How is it that you, as Suzanne Lacy, can work through fear and your own fears with these uncertainties that are out there so that we can ultimately lead? How do you work through that personally?
Well, I think for me personally, there is great comfort in knowing the trust factor in our communities, that our schools really trust their local school administrators, their teachers. There's a very close-knit atmosphere throughout our school district. And for me, that is very comforting because I feel like our people know that they will be taken care of. Our administrators, our teachers, our support personnel, they will go the extra mile to take care of kids. And that is the culture that we've created in Talladega County Schools. So that is certainly a bright moment of every single day. We have a school board who is so proactive and involved in so many wonderful ways to support the efforts of our local schools. So once again, going back to the relationships, the people that we have, the culture that we've created is making a huge difference in a moment where we're all fearful. We really are, and we don't know what the next day may bring. And our faith to know that we will get through this, as difficult as it may be. We look to the bright side and all of the good work that's being accomplished, and you know, new and sustained relationships that we're creating.
Yeah, well, I know you're not one to admit it, but the things you're talking about with trust and culture. That doesn't happen overnight, nor does that happen by chance. And I will be the one to say that's an amazing testament to your leadership and the amazing leaders on your team that I know that you have there as well. But let me ask you about this. What about this idea around self-care or balance? You know, it'd be so easy in your work as a superintendent right now to literally work 24 hours a day, have more to do, have more kids that we're trying to connect to, or children that we're trying to feed, or whatever the case might be. How in your own life do you balance that so that you don't burn yourself out overnight? But on the flip side, what's the advice maybe, and you can answer it even this way, that you're sharing with your teachers, because the same can be said for them. I talk to countless teachers who are spending all day Saturday, all day Sunday recording things and prepping things. But there's a time we need to disconnect and breathe and make sure we're focused on our own families or at home or whatever the case might be. So what are strategies that you have either personally or sharing with your teachers to make sure that we find a balance in all of this so we're not working all the time and we don't burn ourselves out?
I think that's a great question. And that's something that we have talked a lot during the last few weeks, and our phrase in Talladega County Schools is pacing through the pandemic. I think we have to take this like we would any regular day. We have a job to do. We are hard and fast at work at that, but we also have to pace ourselves. The last thing that we need to happen is for all of us to be tired and worn out and not being able to serve at our fullest capacity. You know, for me personally, and I think I could speak for a lot of our folks, we've tried to establish a routine, even though we're not in our regular office or school at this time. I think routines and procedures are important on an everyday basis, and we're just trying to keep that routine as much as possible. I have learned flexibility is important. And there is so much more time that we have, technically speaking, on our hand that we're really having to prioritize and work to make sure we're covering the most important factors. And for us right now, we have established a solid learning plan. And we're focusing on that very aggressively. But again, back to customer service and communication, we feel like that is so important during this time. And if we can do those things really well, at this point, I think we will have achieved a high level of success. I have told my people that up to this point, I really think we have earned the most valuable player for curriculum instruction for this year. We're not after that award right now. We're just after to provide that great customer service and communication that will help all of our families and our students and employees get through this difficulty.
Yeah, pacing through the pandemic. What an incredible way to think through that. And, you know, it's such an attribute to your leadership when you look at the way that you're modeling that and sharing that with your staff of this isn't a 24-hour a day. You do need to shut it off. You do need to take care of yourself. We were in this together and realizing, you know, it's more difficult remotely to do this and to not feel isolated. But I keep hearing you talk about your people and your community and your team. And it just really speaks to what high-quality collaborative leadership looks like. So let me ask you this question here. You know, your district, you've been highlighted on our digital learning day way back when. We spotlighted you again 5 years later for an update. Many, many other organizations have highlighted the incredible things happening in Talladega County. But here we are in the midst of a pandemic. What is it that you as the superintendent are most proud of at this point?
I think I'm most proud of just the way our people are going the extra mile to serve kids. I'm not surprised by that. That's something that I see daily. But again, because we're having to communicate differently, we are, I think, establishing even stronger relationships. And that's so important, I think, as a leader, to be able to serve in that leadership role, having people in your corner. And it's very obvious from this point forward that people are in our corner and we're in their corner. This is a balance, as you've mentioned several times during our conversation today, that we're all having to give and take a little. And again, we want to serve our people to our highest capacity. And I think, again, that's what I'm so proud of, but I'm not at all surprised by that. I see that every single day, and it's such a comfort as we navigate our way through this.
Yeah, you know, Suzanne, I think your applications are going to be going up the moment that we release this podcast, and just hearing about your leadership and your mindset, it's just so, so telling, but really the foundation of the success there in Talladega. So one final question for you. You know, educators are all across the board right now in terms of where they stand, from their own levels of fear to their own levels of success, to things are trying for the first time, or maybe things are really confident. Regardless of somewhere where somebody might be on that continuum, what's one piece of advice that you have for educators in the world that we're living right now?
I think one piece of advice that I would have for educators right now is to keep things simple. You know, again, we are working to finish out the school year on a high note. Take care of your people. Take care of your seniors. We have had lots of conversations around our senior class. It's really hard to fathom that we're not being able to have the celebrations and all of the wonderful opportunities that you have to come together with a senior class. And I would say keep people's feelings and, you know, their needs first and foremost. Of course, academics, that's our priority. But at the same time, we are also as much concerned about the mental health and the well-being of our students and our families. So keep it simple, pacing during the pandemic, and just take care of each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining us. Incredible, incredible leader down there in Alabama. Keep leading the way. For everybody listening, thanks for tuning into the podcast.